Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared. I am Charlene, your hostess and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the discussion. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. Today's Bible study lesson will be from the book of Job, which can be found in the Old Testament of the Bible, chapter 33, beginning with verse 25. The new Monday show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The new Monday show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him in such names as Yeshua or Isa. The new Monday show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of his return. Social calendar events and announcements. Today is the state of Montana's birthday. Tomorrow we remember Esther, Florida on Good Times Roll, Minnie Riperton Rudolph, and Dwight Hevedy Myers. It's also election day, so families don't forget to vote. And it's Alfre Woodard's birthday. Wednesday, we remember Dorothy Dandridge. And it's the state of Hawaii's birthday, along with Sandy Peppa Denton and Roxanne Shante. Thursday, we remember Gerald Levert. And it's the state of Washington's birthday, along with Sinbad, Miranda Lambert, and Elena Reed's birthday. Friday is Veterans Day. In theaters, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, All Eyes on Me, Almost Christmas, Shut In, and Arrival. For birthdays, we have Leonardo DiCaprio's, Peter Poros, and Demi Moore's birthday. Saturday is Tevin Campbell's, Anna Hathaway, and Ryan Gosling's birthday. Sunday is Whoopi Goldberg's birthday. And it's also, I believe, World Kindness Day. In our prayers box, we have all of the politicians, all of the families that have not voted yet, all party candidates, all political candidates, and all businesses who will be participating in the election tomorrow. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. I'd also like to add Paris Jackson into our prayers box. She's a little under the weather. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. Then I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening, or of the upcoming Tuesday's election. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. Lord, I also pray for the upcoming president. I pray for the existing first family and President Barack Obama. And if it be thy will for me to be the next president of this country, then my light is on, Lord. My soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 33, verse 25. Faith believers, ready? Let's begin our read-along. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. So pausing for a moment, when we say the Lord's Prayer, we believe that God will proceed in leading us within the correct or right path. We also include the Holy Trinity of God, the three persons, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. So here it's saying, if there is anything that you would even consider saying unto another, think about it first. Think about what you're trying to express to another. Think about the tone of voice that you will use when communicating with another. Because sometimes there can be challenges and speaking to another or communicating with another. So we have to be very cautious about our tone, especially if it's a challenging type of conversation. You know, you just don't want to seem that you're being rude or overly angry about some issue or topic. And when you're a faith believer, true faith believer, then you have to learn to communicate effectively so that you can get your viewpoint across, but yet respecting another person's viewpoint. So that's what God is saying. Before you speak out of your mouth, speak to me first. Pray about it first. And then I will give you the correct words to say to another, especially when you're angry, especially when you're frustrated, especially if you're unlearned. Seek God. So continuing with verse 33, if not first, God is saying, then stop and hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom. And where does wisdom come from? Godly wisdom? Only from the true and living God that we serve, that we believe in, that our faith is all about, is centered or focused upon. The Holy Trinity of God, the three persons. Continuing with chapter 34, verse 1. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. So, pausing for a moment, sometimes God will not allow anyone to have such wisdom. God gives us our purposes and our skills and talents. Why do you think not everyone knows how to sew? Not everyone knows how to decorate. Not everyone knows how to participate in public speaking. Because we are all different with different abilities and purposes. Otherwise, we all would be the same. So that's why sometimes the Holy Trinity of God will only speak to certain people. Continuing, verse 3, for the ear trieth words, as the mouth tasteth meat. Pausing for a moment. So when we're communicating, sometimes we want to think we're so knowledgeable. So we'll use big fancy words, and if we're wise, we'll know when to use such words with such groups. If we're unlearned or unwise, then we'll use our big words to people who don't understand such words, may have never heard such words, may have never attended such schooling where you learn such words, etc. So it's always important to know what group or audience you're communicating to. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job hath said, I am righteous. Pausing for a moment. Now remember what I've said in the past in earlier discussions. Whenever you see the wording I am, replace it with the Holy Trinity of God or God. The Holy Trinity of God is righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. Pausing for a moment. And I've also discussed about judging another. Sometimes we get very jealous about seeing someone else accomplish something that we thought we may have accomplished first, or thought that we would probably perhaps be more productive in a certain life experience. And other times we may judge another by their actions. But who is the one who knows all and sees all? The Holy Trinity of God. God. Even Jesus says, I am going, in the New Testament, he says, I am going back up to heaven to sit on the right side of God, our Father. So God is the one who knows all and sees all. Jesus is the one who is in charge of the church in the earth realm. Okay? And the Holy Spirit is the one who guides us along our daily activities, our daily faith-believing actions within the earth realm. So continuing. Verse 6, should I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression. So, pausing for a moment, what Job is trying to express is, there is no one that can judge me except for the Holy Trinity of God. But right now, within the Old Testament, you won't hear of the three persons of the actual Holy Trinity of God, because Jesus does not exist within the Old Testament. Only God and the Holy Spirit exist at this point. And then within the New Testament, beginning with the book of Matthew, is when Jesus is introduced. Yes, there is discussions about forthcoming of Jesus within the Old Testament. Many verses reference the birth of Jesus. But in actuality, at this point of the discussions that we're reading, the background history of Judaism and Christianity, we're just reflecting on God and the Holy Spirit. Okay, so continuing with verse 7. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity, and walketh with wicked men? For he hath said, it profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Pausing for a moment, perhaps what he was trying to communicate is, if you're in the earth realm, and if your only delight is with God and not doing faith-believing tasks, then how are you going to get your rewards from God that are stored up already in heaven for each faith believer? So continuing with verse 10, therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who hath given him a charge over the earth? Or who hath disposed the whole world? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this. Hearken to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hateth right govern? And will thou condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, thou are, and to prince, ye are ungodly? How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of prince, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor? For they all are the work of who? Folks, families out there, the kings, the higher incomers, the princes, even the prince of evilness. Who do they all belong to? God. So man cannot judge what God has blessed. Man cannot judge what God has cursed. Judgment comes from God and the Holy Spirit. Continuing, verse 20, in a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away. Pausing for a moment, what this means is, if you are not a true faith believer, if you don't keep your focus as a faith believer, then your light is going to go out. And we all know within the earth realm that we are starting to participate in a darker world, not by race or people of color, but just the evilness and being able to have the ears to see, the ears to hear and the eyes to see the evilness. And now we're starting as a body of people, whether we're faith believers or not, we're starting to see and we're starting to hear the darkness of this world. And those who are not ready will no longer be a faith believer. And the mighty shall be taken away without hand. Continuing with verse 21. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. So pausing for a moment, what is this particular verse expressing? Do not be afraid, for God is with us who believe, who are faith believers in going or proceeding, not fully being a part of the right way of doing everything, but just the actions of trying to do the right thing. God knows all and sees all, and who's trying and who's not, who's really being humble in their actions of trying to be a true faith believer. You know, and that brings me to a particular point of discussion. You cannot look on the outward of man to see within. Some people within this earth realm, some humans, whether it be a man, a woman, or a child, may be given the gift of what some may say of discernment, or the gift of being able to see beyond the normalcy of a person. And so that's why we cannot judge, and that's why when we think we have the correct person for such and such, sometimes we are wrong in our actions and our deeds. And that's why you have to pray to God, faith believers out there, to give you the spirit of discernment to make the correct decision for your unique household, for your unique family, for you as an individual. Continuing, verse 23, for he will lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turn back from him, and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him. Now we're learning, pausing for a moment, we're learning that poor does not always mean financially poor. Poor means having lack of something, whether it be spiritually, financially, educationally, okay? So the cry of the poor, the cry of people who are lacking, will go to God, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. And when he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against a man only. That the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is me to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement. I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to thy mind, he will recompense it, whether thou refuse or whether thou choose, and not I. Therefore speak what thou knowest. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Job hath spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers for wicked men. Our last verse for this discussion, for he addeth rebellion unto his sin. He clappeth his hands among us, and multiplieth his words against us. Or against God. Thus ends the reading for God's words. For next time, we'll continue with chapter 35, beginning with verse 1. Well, let's give praise. We got through another chapter with this episode. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for participating at the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at ShirleenStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now I'm in to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.